When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey, what did Sushi A say to Sushi B? Wasabi!
You're so silly.
I think that's the funniest joke ever. Hi, guys, and welcome. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike.
This is HGTV Obsessed!
Hey, Kat.
Hello, Michael.
That's not my name.
That's definitely your name, and your middle name's Glenn. I remember I found that out when we were dating. I was like, why am I slightly turned off by this?
You freaking jerk. You
no,
know.
We have to be professionals right now.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
How are your french fries?
Subpar, not very good.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. You want me to use some new ones?
No, I ate the whole thing.
So they weren't that subpar.
I mean,
you salt addict.
So much salt in my fries.
This woman eats salt every single day, guys. Like, she pours it into her mouth. I'm not even kidding.
I do. I'm dramatic. When I was pregnant, I actually almost passed out. Not really, but I was pretending to. And I needed salt and vinegar chips, and I opened them in the store, and Michael was so embarrassed.
I can't believe that you pretended to pass out. I didn't know that.
I was a little hand on the head and like, I wasn't really.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay. Listen, let's get started.
All right, Michael, let's do that. First off, I want to say thank you for being here, Mike. Well, it's really great having you. Okay. So we have some serious heavy hitters on the pod today. Coming in hot. We have Lauren Roosh and Brian Balthazar, which is basically me if I was split into men. That came out wrong.
Anyways, these guys make a ton of shows on HGTV. They're literal pros at making shows.
Lauren Roosh is group SVP of HGTV, mm-hmm. and Brian Balthazar is president of Balthazar Entertainment. And between the two of them, they have a hand in practically everything on HGTV. It's
bougie.
Awesome. Yeah. They're like the popular girls. You want to get invited to that table. They were pink on Wednesday.
Do I get invited to the party?
Yeah, babe. Okay. If you're with me, you can go in anywhere.
There's that ego again. Anyways, now they have their own show on Discovery Plus called HGTV House Party.
This show seriously shows us a new side of all the HGTV stars that you've never seen before.
Yeah, the
and
hot,
I love that.
Juicy, raunchy gossip.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe because I'm a star, you know? Like, I appreciate people looking at me in a normal light.
Babe, we can't even go anywhere anymore.
Just kidding. I hated that. I told you guys this, right? Someone was taking a picture of a sunset behind me, and I thought they were taking a picture of me. And I'm smiling, but they're trying to get me out of the way because the sunset.
She's like, forcing your way into the picture. No, I'm right here.
I'm right here.
That's so funny. Anyways, these guys are super nice. They're so funny.
Yeah, I was there and I'm still excited to listen. So let's go. Roll the clip.
Roll that tape.
Roll that stitch. Oh, so Lauren Roosh and Brian Balthazar, welcome to HGTV Obsessed.
Woohoo.
Woo, thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like I basically think that you guys could host this show better than Mike and I.
You guys,
stop it.
You know way more about HGTV than
It's more fun for us to hear it from you guys because we've been so close to it for so long that it's kind of nice to hear what you guys have to say and what like resonates. Because don't you think, Lauren, that we're like almost too close to the sausage? Does that make sense?
That's awesome.
Well, and some of the stuff that we take for granted, we don't realize that other people actually find super interesting. So we're happy to answer anything you might want to know about HGTV.
Well, yeah. Can you tell us, well, first a little bit about yourselves and then how you kind of both got started on HGTV?
This is Lauren, everybody. Hi. I am what's called the Group SVP of Production and Development for HGTV, which means that I basically oversee the programming team. So All the hundreds of hours of television that you watch all year round on HGTV come from our department, who develops it sometimes internally, sometimes with outside partners. And then we oversee all of the shows that you see on television. So it's a really amazing job because we get to work on a lot of different shows, but they're all within the home genre and they're all stuff that we're really proud of for HGTV.
So actually, Lauren and I started basically on... in this particular job, well, we were both directors of programming at HGTV. We started on the same day. He started in Knoxville and I started in New York. And kind of the fun story is that the gentleman who hired us couldn't decide which one of us to hire. So he hired us both in two different cities. And we got on the phone together and we were like, wow, we're really like alike.
This guy must have had a type because Brian and I are so similar that it's kind of funny that he couldn't decide between
not
which
that
of
kind
us
of a type.
Hire.
Like that, not
a
that kind of a type, just
type.
To be clear. Yeah, a professional. just so we clear up any ambiguity there. But Lauren and I both worked in live morning television for a long time, him in LA, me in New York. And, you know, obviously we both like the same music and the same, yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. But in any case, we both started the same day. I was a director of programming for a number of years, and then I left and decided to take on some other things. And then I was like, I want to be back at HGTV. So I called and like, hey, got any positions open? So I came back to HGTV and worked alongside Lauren for a couple more years, right? And I since then started a production company of my own because I still want to work for HGTV. I just want to be on the ground making the shows, a little bit closer to the shows than I was when Lauren and I worked together. So Lauren and I are constantly working together in this capacity, but also in the production side in different ways than before.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So
I love that.
Now you guys have your own show, and it's called HGTV House Party. It's on Discovery Plus. Yep. This, first off, it's a really exciting show. It's engaging.
Thank you.
And I loved watching you guys. I feel like you're like this perfect blend of me as a man.
really. Give yourself a little more credit, Kat.
I know. Aim higher.
No, but your camaraderie is so, I mean, it's just, it's contagious. I felt like I wanted to grab a glass of wine and drink with you guys. And it was just a really nice change with COVID, everything happening.
You.
It just felt very friendly and wholesome and like a family. It was very cool. I loved it.
Thank you. I think one of the reasons why it works is because what you're seeing is what you get. And the thing that Brian and I joke about all the time is whether or not there were cameras rolling, we're doing the same shenanigans. We're laughing at the same jokes. We're talking about the same things. And so I think for us, it was kind of like what you guys get with this podcast. You get to do something that you're passionate about and that you love. And when you get to do that combined with a career, it feels like you're the luckiest person in the world.
Oh, well, we just had so much fun. You know, it really did feel like a party for us because it just was like a wonderful opportunity. And we got amazing guests. Like, I have to say, we had wonderful people stop by. What you can't tell when you're watching is that it was really hot the days that we were there. So it was like super hot. So we're like schwitzing and sweating and wearing like sport coats. And everyone's like, what are you going to really wear that? And we're like, yeah, it was part of the look. We planned it. We shot it in LA when we're New Yorkers and it was already cold. So we're like bundling up and we come to LA and we're like, we're here. And it was like, so we're like sweating and we didn't care. We just had such a great time. So many fun guests. I mean, Lauren, where do we begin? Twitch and Allison Holker, Derek Huff. The names go on. We had so many great, Maureen McCormick. It's just, we had a great time and we were just kind of felt like we were having a party in real life. So that's, I think, why it feels that
way. You
know,
and I think it's cool. And I'll just add real quick, you know, you guys obviously are so passionate about what you do. It shines through and like just in this conversation, you know? And I think that in entertainment, what we're learning already is like you're going to get burnt out unless you're passionate about what you're doing. So it's really cool to see the two of you that are seriously so passionate. And it's just like a game. It's fun.
And you just know? Like you are on the show. Like it's like I feel like we're on another show right now.
Literally.
On a Zoom call.
Yeah.
We live our life as if we're on a show. It's one of those things I do in my normal life too. If I wanted to go to dinner with Brian, I can't just say, do you want to go to this restaurant? I'll make flashcards. I'll have to choose the right hand or the left hand. We'll end up picking the restaurant based on that.
Oh, I love it.
Part of what makes this show so fun is hopefully giving the guests the vibe that they really are hanging out with us, that they're hanging in a fun loft. They're drinking maybe a little bit too much, laughing a little bit too much, and forgetting the worries of the world. And we always said that the one thing that we won't talk about is politics, and it's nothing serious. It's a show about houses and fun and dancing and
so
games.
Great.
And it's really a way of getting to know your favorite HGTV talent and other stars, but in a place that is just safe and light and like an escape from the craziness of the world that we're in right now.
This is what we need.
Totally. And we loosen these people up. Like Allison Victoria from Windy City Rehab. I mean, she is like you've never heard her before. You know that she's fun when you're watching the show, but we happen to, a lot of these people, Lauren and I have had the great pleasure of having friendships and relationships with in the past. So when they come, they already come in ready to have fun and really like open up. Like Allison Victoria, like she, my jaw dropped. And I mean, Tariq El Moussa talking about his life, Jasmine Roth, like all of these HGTV stars that are just like real people with real problems and real funny stories and real experiences. They're just really fun to be around. And then they kind of double down on all that kind of fun and party type of atmosphere. It's like you're sitting, really like you're sitting with them at a bar or a restaurant. Just like, I'm going to tell you guys this, but don't tell anybody. And fortunately, we all get to hear it.
Well, okay. So Discovery Plus literally launched this week. So it's fairly new. And I don't think people really understand how amazing it is yet.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us about Discovery Plus?
Oh, I could tell you a lot about Discovery Plus. So Discovery Plus is basically what I would consider the home for all things unscripted. So if you are a fan of anything in home, food, science, animals, discovery, documentaries, basically anything that is in kind of an unscripted world, if you are a junkie in that world, this is the place for you. And so there's everything from original new shows like HGTV House Party. There's the full library of all the shows that you've already seen on HGTV and Food Network and TLC and, you know, all these other networks as well. And I think that what makes it just so much fun is you could go down that rabbit hole and watch all of your favorite stuff at one time. And hopefully starting with HGTV House Party and then moving on to all the other great stuff that's available out there.
Right. And the nice thing is if you're HGTV obsessed, as you guys are, so many people are, there are ways to see new sides of the people that you already love on HGTV, which is really fun. Christina Anstead has a 4-part series that I was fortunate enough to work on where she really opens up about some things. Tariq El Moussa has a series where he shares more of his life. And then you have original programming like Maureen McCormick from, you know, Very Brady Renovation. She has her own show called Frozen in Time, where she goes into homes that are stuck in the 50s, 60s, or 70s, and she and designer Dan Vickery give them a whole new look while still honoring that original decade, but just completely like giving them a whole new life. So all the things you love about HGTV are kind of amplified in a new way on the Discovery Plus streaming service. So it's exciting.
There's a show you guys would love that's called House Hunters, Comedians on Couches Unfiltered, and we have some of the biggest comedians in the world. Seth Rogen is in the show. Mark Rocho is in the show. It's hosted by Dan Levy and Natasha Leggero. And they're sitting and they're watching House Hunters episodes and making fun of them. It's just, it's a fun environment. Yes. It's to your point, Kat, earlier. It's like, we want people to just kind of like grab that drink, hang out on their couch and just kind of like chill out. People are kind of craving a warm hug right now. They're craving escape. They're craving friends. And I think that there's nothing more comforting than your home. There's nothing more aspirational than maybe thinking of buying a house in a foreign land. There's something about our programming that just kind of makes you feel protected and safe in a time that doesn't necessarily feel that way. And so I feel like, of course, we'd rather not be in this state of the world, but at least if we are going to be in this place, it's nice that we're able to provide a place for people just to forget their stresses, to forget the worries, and to
love that,
and to dive into the friendships and comfort that we're all craving right now.
Yeah. And also, you know, like it or not, we're spending a lot of time at home and we're all looking at the same four walls and like, maybe these walls would look better beige. Maybe they'd look better like chartreuse. So I'm completely obsessed with my house right now and making it fun and nice. And, you know, like I'm taking far more risks in my house than I would have maybe 2 years ago. Like, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put up that crazy wallpaper. Why not? So I think that's, HGTV is always inspiring, but I think right now as we're all into our homes, I think it's a really great yeah. place to be.
I think what I noticed is I felt like I've never been able to design stuff or I didn't have that kind of,
yeah.
It was like a bone in my body. I just didn't have it.
Sure.
But yeah, he knows. I'll do something. He'll be like, that looks the worst. I'm so sorry.
We should definitely hire someone.
But after watching like shows like this, HGTV, I mean, I feel like it makes you feel empowered. Like, yeah, I can do this. I can make my space something of my own. Like, I don't need to be like I can learn from these shows and figure it out. So that was nice.
And we're also doing a lot of stuff on smaller scales now. And so like you may not want to build an entire house from scratch, but maybe you'll learn how to organize your closet better. Maybe you'll learn how to set up a guest bedroom better. Or, you know, it's like I think part of the fun is the micro stuff too. Not everything has to be so much larger than life.
Yeah.
I totally agree. So House Party is filled with
crazy games.
Crazy fun games. Yeah. They were super fun when we watched these preview trailers. And
I heard you have a game for us.
Yeah. We do have a game for you.
Let's go.
Michael only plays Call of Duty, so this is like, I'll probably win this for sure.
Well, we will see. So this game is very interesting because this is based on some of the interesting pitches that we receive at HGTV. So we are constantly having different producers and production companies pitch us show ideas. Some of them are fabulous and they end up on the air. Some of them are a little bit more random and may not. Everything that we're about to pitch you now are real with the exception of one. So it's called, what is it, Brian? It's
Four Truths and a Lie.
We're going to read you a title and a show idea. We're going to go through all five of them. And you have to guess which one is not the real HGTV pitch.
I love
it. Now, I will say, I do feel somewhat compelled as a production company myself to issue a compassionate disclaimer to all those people who have pitched us and maybe been a little off track, just a little. So, you know, sometimes you'll go to a meeting and they'll pitch you something that you're like, do you even watch HGTV? Like are you watching? Like, and so sometimes it's dead on and sometimes it's dead wrong.
I love it.
And just because these are real pitches and we did not opt to produce them doesn't mean they're bad ideas. We just want to show you the variety of stuff that comes through our door.
Oh no, Lauren, some of them are bad ideas. Okay, maybe one of them.
I was going to say, you were really saving that right there.
Okay, without further ado, remember, you're going to listen to five pitches. Four of them are truths and one is a lie. Lauren, would you like to kick off with our first pitch?
The first show is called Catnap, and this was an entire show about creating clever places for cats to sleep, complete with a designer that would crawl through the cat cages to determine what the space should be like for her feline clients.
Okay, so consider
that one. That's true. Oh, wait, are we
supposed to answer at the end, right? We
you can, I think you should weigh in now and then ultimately like what your gut feeling tells you now, and then at the end you'll have to decide.
I would honestly probably make fun of that show if it was real. I'm not going to lie.
But I would also watch it as well.
But I tend to make fun of every show that I see. Just, you know, like.
No, I would watch that.
Yeah?
I'd watch it.
You would?
So,
Okay, good. So I think this is also like playing kind of who wants to be a network executive, because these are all the same discussions that we have. So, all right. There's one down, four more to go. The next one is called Sawdust and Sparks. It's not a crime drama. It sounds like a good crime drama, Sawdust and Sparks. Okay, setting up single women with hot contractors to find a date and a renovator at the same time.
I have to pause for a second.
I'll be on the show.
Brian, do you do voiceovers for the network?
No, but in my head I do. I've gotten called up. I've gotten calls for some voiceovers auditions, but I never get the job. And then I get to see who got it, which is always a delight. Oh, so, yeah.
I love it. I love it. That one sounds fun. That could be a good one.
The next one. Scene of the Crime, a real estate and crime show about people who get huge discounts on home purchases if there was a crime committed at the house.
That's real. That has to be real.
That's
not going to say yet. You just have to
think. Then you can make a show about it. What was the crime?
I never even thought about
that. Where are they now?
That's a real thing, I'm
sure. Is it haunted? Like, yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, there's that chemical they spray on like rugs to see if there's like all sorts of nastiness on them, and that would be a great scene in the show if that was okay. Moving on,
just grab a black light,
right? Exactly. Haunt My House. Paranormal experts show three homes to would-be haunted house dwellers and help them choose their future undead roommates.
I love these descriptions. I'm sorry, this is so good.
I'm starting to think that maybe some of these should be shows, though, as I say it.
I think, Brian, it's the way you're saying it that makes it feel real.
Yeah, every time you say it, I'm like, wow. Oh, coming when?
When does it air?
Starring who?
And then the final one is Gay Acres, a group of gay men who take over a vineyard to learn how to make wine, with the winner receiving the vineyard as his prize.
That's a hit.
That's a hit. That's a gold mine right there. You got season one, season two, season three. I mean, it's a lineup right there.
Maybe even four if you're lucky. I mean,
right.
So to recap the titles, Four Truths and a Lie, we have Catnap.
Okay.
Is it Sawdust and Sparks?
Scene of the Crime.
Is it Haunt My House?
Or Gay Acres?
I think it's Catnap.
Catnap?
Yeah, I really think it might be Catnap.
People are really passionate about their cats.
What's your guess again?
I think it's Catnap, personally.
Catnap was a real pitch. Brian, didn't you take that pitch?
I did actually get that pitch. And the funny thing was, it was quirky. But it was really just a cage. Like, every single time she was crawling through a cage outside, and it just felt a little wrong. Like, I don't know. Like, the big reveal was a little underwhelming. And the cats, you know, cats are, like, remarkably indifferent a lot of the time. They're just like,
yeah,
all right, thanks. Like, it was just all kinds of wrong. But you're very polite when you take the pitch. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, you know what? We're going to circle back and discuss.
The one show I will take full credit for because it was my own internal pitch was Gay Acres. So I'm glad that you liked that one because that one was real.
Oh, gosh. That one hyped me up. I was like,
I don't know. I'll host it.
I'll be the host. Gay Acres.
You'd be an excellent host.
So if that one moves forward, we know who to talk to. But the fake show in the mix was Haunt My House. That was not a real pitch.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. So. You guys masked that one good.
Right?
Well, we actually are working on a show called House Haunters because there really is something in the works with that name.
Yes. So we did get the like that one where there's contractors trying to meet the love of their lives. That was a pitch. Sawdust and Sparks came to us.
Scene of a Crime was real. We actually shot that, but it was so depressing that we never moved forward with it.
Yeah. It was a little sad.
It was actually a very fascinating pitch, to be honest, because they were saying that you could buy a house for a significantly discounted price, but the disclosure has to be put out there. When you're looking at the house that something took place there. And so we covered a real open house and people looked at the house and they thought it was beautiful, but really well priced. You then have that thought like, is it enough to get a good deal or could you not live with the history of the house? So it was interesting. It just felt a little too deep for our audience.
Yeah, you do have to tell. Like if you find out that something grisly happened, you're supposed to know by law before you buy it. It's nice a little, you know, it's a part of the seller's disclosure.
Right. What a tricky scenario there.
Would you buy a house?
Would I buy a house where something gruesome happened in it?
Yeah.
I don't think I could. I really don't think
it depends on the nature of the crime. You know, like, how bad was it?
The nature of the crime, maybe you're right. Yeah, if it's like loan sharking, fine, sure.
Right, you know? Yeah, like gambling ring.
White collar exactly. Ring.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, also, did they replace the rugs? Like, that's an important, like...
That's good. I love it.
Okay, so Lauren and Brian, this has really been so fun.
So fun.
I love talking with you guys. Before you go, we have one more thing that we need from you guys.
It's time for Defend the Trend. Hold on, I'm going to give a voiceover. Ready? Defend the Trend.
So sexy.
It's time for Defend the Trend, where our expert guests defend a design trend and they say why they think it's on its way out.
Or not on its way
out.
Or
on its way to stay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but we're going to go with it.
So you guys have been working for HTV for a bunch of years, and you guys have probably seen every design trend come and go and come and go. So today we wanted to hear your thoughts on the over-the-top tile trend.
Mm.
And
people are seriously going tile crazy out there.
That's absolutely true. Do you want to go first, Lauren? Do you want me to go?
I could go first. It's funny. I love a beautiful tile, but I think that the really, really busy floor tiles, although they're really pretty right now, I'm afraid that 5 years from now, people may start questioning them because I think you may get a little sick of the busyness of the pattern. So although I don't mind some beautiful tile in a backsplash, I don't mind maybe part of a floor in a mosaic or something like that. I don't know if the really super busy tile is going to be something that people are going to love 5 years from now.
I agree. I think, interestingly, well, now, not only that, they're not just doing the floor anymore. It's going up the walls. So you have this, like, statement wall, but someday that statement's going to be like, ooh, bad decision. Like anything, like if something's super trendy, eventually it's not going to be on trend anymore. And I think there was that whole time, like a couple generations ago, where everyone was like weathering their walls, their sheetrock walls to look like they're like, they've got this Mediterranean villa, but you don't have a Mediterranean villa. So I think sometimes if you get something that's really specific, it might be in retrospect a mistake. So I like to go and do my crazy pops of things with things that are much easier to remove. Wallpaper is much easier to remove than tile, or fabrics are much easier to remove than tile, or pillows, bedding, that kind of thing. So that's where I like to make my slightly more offbeat statements.
What do you think, because we're in Florida, what do you guys think about tiles in the pool?
In the pool? Love them.
I love a tile in a pool. I love a mosaic from like top to bottom in a pool, and just that glistening bright pool in the backyard. I think that's super happy. I like that.
Yeah, I like something catching the light. I think in a pool you can get away with a little bit more because it, you know, it evokes a tropical feeling or a dazzle, kind of the dazzle of the reflection of the water. So yeah, I think so. There we go.
It could be your disco ball of your backyard.
Ooh. Oh, see.
That was good.
You've been saving that one up, Lauren. Have you been saving that disco ball lineup?
Saving it.
So I'm glad we talked about this. That was really cool. Yeah, I didn't know I could have like so many feelings about tiles, but I definitely resonated with everything you guys said.
And it's been so great to have you on the podcast. We're seriously so excited to check out more of your new show on Discovery Plus, HGTV House Party.
Yes. And it was, really, you don't understand how fun it was to interview both of you. You're amazing. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are awesome. It's so time for a podcast like this, and we're so happy that you guys are the ones at the helm. So this has been an awesome opportunity, and thank you for having us on your show.
So much fun. Thank you, guys.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
What just happened? I mean, it was just the greatest experience ever.
Wow.
That was I'm sorry. I really loved that interview.
That was actually really great.
That was so good.
Okay, so it is time for HGTV. Coming to the rescue, baby. You're not supposed to join with me. It's my song.
This is literally my favorite time of the week, where HGTV stars answer your burning questions about design, decorating, renovations, the whole nine yards, just anything you see on HGTV.
Honestly, I think they cover 10 yards because that's how we do it here on HGTV. 9 just isn't enough. So this week we have Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from 100 Day Dream Home answering a question from Danielle. And Danielle asked, "Hi, Mika and Brian. I love your show. My husband and I are in the process of building our dream home together. We have a great architect and builder, but the stress is already getting to us. How do you guys work so closely together with a crazy timeline of 100 days and keep your relationship intact? Share your secrets, please."
Oh, man, Danielle. So I think, you know, just knowing where your limits are, like when I get to a point where I'm just like, before blowing up or getting into a fight or anything like that, just take a minute to breathe and just remember that there's two types of stress. There's good stress and there's bad stress. And by that, I mean, you know, building a house and making all these decisions, that's a good stress because at the end of that process, the end product is going to be worth it. And so I think you just got to keep reminding yourself. And in our case, I think it's more like when we're getting to the point where it's crunch time, we think about the families, we think about the reaction we're going to get from them, and it makes it worth it. So just keep in mind that, you know what? Nothing great in life comes easily. The journey's always going to be a challenge, but like getting to that finish line, it's going to pay off in the end.
And just know, Danielle, that there are going to be problems. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time, and every single house we work on, we don't plan for them, but the problems always arise. And yes, it's going to cause delays in the timeline, but keep in mind that in 3, 5, 7, 10 years from now, when you're living in your dream home, that 3-day delay that you're waiting on tile to come in, all of a sudden becomes really small and shouldn't be something to stress about. Now, when you're going through it, I can see why it's stressful, but just keep the long picture in mind, and I think you'll be much happier with your house and your future.
I love the Kleinschmidts. I feel like they're couple goals, you know? Like, we're couple goals to some people.
Kat, do you think that we would argue?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't even finish it. Do you think
if we were going to build a house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you might find me in the cement.
No, why do you take jokes so far? I would never kill you. I could never follow through with it, babe.
We would find a way to get along. We would.
Yeah, I think we would. Well, we were talking.
Definitely would have a counselor on standby, maybe. Yeah.
They should have an HGTV show with like a marriage counselor as part of the renovation. But we were talking about this earlier. We were filming a TikTok and we were not in a good mood. We were not getting along. And the quality of the video was so bad.
Tanked.
I mean, we looked so miserable and upset at each other. We were trying to sabotage each other's take on the video. Could be like, look, you messed up. And like, no, we messed them up.
You but dummy.
I think it's just really important to get along with your person, especially in important things like making
building a house.
Building the house you're going to live in.
You really can't nail something wrong then.
You want to be on the same page. If you guys want to submit a question to HGTV to the Rescue, hit us up on the HGTV Instagram post for this episode.
Yeah, that's a wrap on another great episode of HGTV Obsessed.
And we wanted to give a huge thanks to Lauren Roosh and Brian Balthazar, as well as Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt for being our guests this week. It was awesome having you guys.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't signed up for Discovery Plus yet, I'm telling you, do not wait. This app is amazing. Like, you need it in your life. There's a 7-day free trial, so you can check it out for free. Head over to discoveryplus.com to sign up or look for the app on your smart TV.
And don't forget to subscribe to HGTV Obsessed wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We got Spotify. We got Stitcher. Wherever you listen to them, I read every single review. It really means the world to me. Michael, his love language is words of affirmation, you guys.
You guys don't understand. I usually pull up the reviews and sit there and just reread them for about an hour a day.
Yeah, you guys fill up his love tank for me. I mean, I don't have to do anything. So we'll see you back here next week when we are talking about mansions.
Mansions?
Mansions!
Oh my God.
What is this life? All right, anyways, we will see you next Thursday. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey there, I'm Brian Balthazar.
And I'm Lauren Roosh.
Welcome to the place where we take a seat and a sip with your favorite celebrities and HGTV stars.
And we find out all the juicy scoop you've been wanting to know.
Here's what the network doesn't know.
Nice party!
It's for our favorite sassy splash.
This is fabulous.
The sweet and salty dog.
Love it.
Oh, I also had a gin sitting.
A gin sitting?
Hand muddled some peaches.
Oh. I'm gonna flip this table right now if you don't change this.
We are so excited for you to hang out with us and get to know even more about these cool people.
Am I funny enough? Do you like me, Mommy?
I'm going to steal something from here.
I'm going to be sitting in the corner alone.
Oh, this reminds me of college.
We create bacon right now.
You're all going down.
Can we say that on here?
Why not?
You just did. House party. If you've got a house,
we got the party.